You know, we've been praying for Dr. Morocco. He's actually in South Korea. He preached a service yesterday with about 200,000, I think, in attendance. So that's not a small crowd, I would say. They sent a team from Maui and pretty much all of the United States to be there with him. And I don't know if anybody watched the video. I'll make sure that's available. It's on YouTube. And man, he looks strong, though. I will say one thing, because, you know, he had quadruple bypass surgery just 2.5 months ago, and he told his doctor, he said, you know, I have an appointment that I have to honor. I'm going to be traveling to South Korea. And the doctor told him, you can't go to South Korea. You just had quadruple bypass surgery. And he said, no, I have an obligation that I have to honor, and that's from Dr. Cho. That's called evangelism. That's exactly what that is. In our facilities, the word goes forth. The invitation for salvation is given. That's called evangelism. Aren't you thankful that there are a bunch of evangelists in the house? I know I am. Praise God. I got to get into Ephesians 1. I'm not going to make it very far tonight. Oh, hallelujah. So we see the framework that the Ephesus region, the area that the church was groomed to go because of the fire and zeal of the Holy Spirit. And that's what it takes. Hear what I'm saying tonight. It's not that I just believe in God. 80 to 90% of the United States believes in a God. Are you trekking with me tonight? Because people believe in a God, but they don't believe in the power thereof. It's the power that sets people free. It's the power of God that saves people. Truly saves people. It's not that I think or... No, it's that I know. And that's where Paul's coming from in the book of Ephesians. It's so rich. It's so rich. For you to grow greater and to have a greater revelation of Him and who He is and knowing who you are. And please... Get in the Word. Read the Word. Read Ephesians. Get into the Word. Begin to just marinate over it. Begin to see the Word of God as the source of life. Yeah, you come to church. You know faith gets built up in the house of God. Join a life group. There's life groups. We're going to be launching new life groups. Get into a group where you can learn about the things of God. And you learn and you grow, and then you take it out, and God's kingdom is not small. It's not small. It's big, right? It's big. Thank you, Lord.